protesters got supportive honks and thumbs up from motorists in response to signs like 49-year-old Sue Stewicki's that read, "Social Security, fix it, don't privatize it." She's a member of Local 159 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
I'm here today because if they privatize it, when I turn 80, I'll be living here. I'll be living on the streets because I won't be able to live with the privatization that's coming.
The president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, David Newby, says the Schwab company is a target because it belongs to industry coalitions that are backing President Bush's plan to create private Social Security counts.
We feel it's absolutely inappropriate that they do that because they stand to make tens of billions of dollars off of management fees if these funds are actually established.
Union members presented a letter to the receptionist at the Madison Schwab office and were handed information sheets explaining the company's position.
If you have any other questions or comments, you can certainly contact our corporate public relations department. More than happy to speak with you.
We're just asking you not to pick our pockets in order to line your own.
Thank you.
National Schwab spokesperson Greg Gable says the company is not backing any specific privatization plan and has only joined coalitions supporting it to have a voice in the reform debate. He says even if private accounts become part of the system, his company would not stand to profit.
We don't have a financial interest in this, and it's really a case of misdirected complaints about our company.
Several other investment firms have dropped out of the industry coalition backing privatization. Union leaders say it's grassroots actions like the ones this week that have helped change their minds. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.